right back at it at Page Podcast. Subscribe today. Hey, this is Paige Murray, and I'm going to be discussing one of the major political topics that America can't stop talking about. Should school staff carry guns? The thought of teachers carrying firearm was discussed back in 2012 after the massive shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, but was recently brought back up after the tragic shooting in Douglas High School in Florida. There has been multiple school shootings in the U.S. that have impacted America tremendously. The first known school shooting was back in 1764 of July. This school shooting was known as the Pontiac Rebellion, where four American Indians entered Greencastle Schoolhouse of Pennsylvania. The four men shot and killed their schoolmaster, Enoch Brown, along with 9 or 10 other students, and only two survived. New York Daily News tells us that in the last couple years, there have been massive school shootings such as the Virginia Tech, where a male senior killed over 32 innocent people. The Washington Post, Sandy Hook, and a few others. According to a year-long Washington Post analysis, more than 187,000 students attending at least 193 schools have experienced a school shooting on campus since Columbine in 1999. There are an average of 10 school shootings a year during school hours. Targeted shootings are 3 times as common as random shootings. Some people may look at it as a way to stop violence before it gets worse or try to prevent it altogether. But some people could look at it as maybe putting more guns in schools would actually make gun violence worse. Based on the evidence today, we have enough to suggest that it would be a bad idea. So I was watching another podcast that was featuring Laura Carno. She is the founder of an organization that trains teachers to defend students against mass shootings. According to Laura Carno, there is a program that offers training for armed school staff in Colorado. This is a world-class training, and they also get to learn medical treatment as well, just in case the ambulance take a long time to get to the student. The people that are against arming teachers think it would be ineffective and would cause more dangers and risks to the staff and the students. They believe that the teachers already have enough stuff on their plate, like teaching and grading papers and being there for their students, and they don't think that they could handle the responsibility of carrying a weapon. They believe since we have ALICE training that kids and teachers know how to protect themselves or like lock themselves in their room and hide and throw stuff at the intruder. They also think that if a student were to be out in the hallway and he brought a gun to school and you looked out the hall and you saw the student that you know with a gun, would you have the strength to pull the trigger if you knew that student? Many people are against the thought of arming teachers, but on the other hand, our own president, Donald Trump, believes that we need to harden schools, and by that, we need to arm our school staff. Gun-free zones are a big target for killers. That would decrease the risk of shootings if everyone knew our schools were armed. I was watching a podcast called Out of Order Gun Rights Podcast, featuring Laura Cano. Laura Cano is the founder of an organization in Colorado to train teachers to defend students against mass killings. This training is top-notch, taught by guys with SWAT experience. Not only does her program help teach teachers how to protect their students, but also teaches medical training just in case paramedics don't get cleared to go in on time. Not only would students be protected from shootings, but medically as well. Laura believes that more armed good guys can beat any bad guy. Laura was really motivated when she met up with some people from Ohio that showed her that they would protect all children, theirs or not, which blew her mind. Laura had her first training class last year and is continuing it to train teachers in Colorado. Laura has faced some resistance from school staff, such as teachers not knowing how to get the money for this if they're already having to buy school supplies out of pocket. That's why they are privately raising money for the people that can't afford it. She has met some other staff that absolutely hate guns, but they would feel safer in a classroom with someone that is carrying one. If school staff do not feel safe, we need to do something about it, and that is why Colorado and Ohio are taking charge. Alexis Underwood, a retired Marine and the president of the Association of Bay County Educators, thinks that arming teachers is a horrible idea. In a moment of crisis, when a gunshot is actually fired, people will forget everything they've been taught and do stupid mistakes. Underwood thinks that the money should go to funding highly trained resource officers. Most law enforcement experts agree that they should not give guns to teachers because they lack the knowledge of properly handling guns that trained law enforcement gets on a daily basis. Even if all schools were available to get the training for guns, it would still take away money from educational needs. Lily Eskelson Garcia, leader of American Teacher and Trade Union, she leads the largest union in the United States, posted on Twitter on February 21st, 2018. Parents and educators overwhelmingly reject the idea of arming school staff. Educators need to be focused on teaching our students. We need solutions that will keep guns out of hands of those who want to use them to massacre innocent children and educators. Hashtag never again. Both pro and anti have very valid reasons for wanting or not wanting teachers to carry firearms. But either way, there are some solutions we can look into, such as improving security cameras and having school officer at all times. For the people that would like to encourage it, we could get started on training and raising money. I believe that both sides have reasonable opinions on this political issue, but in my opinion, I think we should allow the teachers the opportunity to carry guns in schools. Why, must you say? Because if a school intruder enters a school or a classroom, staff could have the opportunity to save an innocent child's life instead of standing there feeling useless. Yeah, the shooter could easily be a student, and that might make it hard to pull the trigger on just a kid, But honestly, if just a kid is going to try and murder innocent people, then they shouldn't have the right to get away with it. It shouldn't matter what age. I think that teachers should get full background checks, full training by professionals, and the opportunity given to them. If they choose not to carry a gun, there should be other choices given to them to provide safety for our students. Honestly, if I were sending my children to school, I would feel some sort of relief knowing that there could be a chance to prevent it from happening or at least fight back. My solution is the best because I believe that this could stop school shootings altogether. Our own president of the United States, Donald Trump, said that a gun-free zone is an open door to killers. I mean, all we can do is try and see if it improves. I don't think the U.S. needs or wants any more violence. I have brought a former student from Alexander Public School here to get his opinion of giving teachers the right to carry firearm. Hi, Ethan Gillespie. How are you today?
Hi, Paige. Good.
What is your opinion on teachers having guns?
I think it's good so that if someone bad comes in, that if we have to protect students, they can protect them.
Would you feel safer in a classroom?
Yes.
What would be some downfalls of teachers having guns?
Like, if they ran out of ammo, just, like, if they had to be in a gun and, like, a shoot-off, it would be bad if they ran out of ammo and didn't have any spares.
So you don't think that teachers having guns would be a bad idea?
It would be a good idea, just not very good.
Why do you think it would be a bad idea to give a teacher a gun?
Because if a student found it, they would probably be like, oh, I found a gun.
But what if they locked a gun up in a safe?
They could forget the password to the safe.
So you don't think that giving a teacher a gun would be a bad idea at all? Would you be scared if a teacher had a gun, or would you feel safe?
I'd feel safe.
Would you feel safer going to school every day knowing your teacher had a gun that would be able to protect you guys?
Yes.
Safer than you do now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Paige Murray. Thanks for listening to my podcast.